This is what you need to know about split brain surgery. What was the structure that was severed by the surgery? Can the patient verbally identify an object that's flashed via a tachetoscope to the left visual field or the right visual field and justify your response? And if they can't verbally identify it, what other means can they use to identify the object? So, split brain surgery involves the severing of the corpus callosum, which results in no impairment in brain function. And it was done to minimise the severity and frequency of fits for epileptics. And it was highly successful. And there are still parts of the world that still perform this operation in extreme cases. Sperry and Gazzaniga did some experiments with split brain patients by flashing via a tachetoscope an object to either the left visual field, which would be processed in the right cerebral hemisphere. And in this case, the patient was unable to name the object. They couldn't say what it is. But when asked other means of identifying the object, they could pick it up with their left hand out of a bunch of objects hidden from view, because the left hand is controlled by the right cerebral hemisphere. They could draw a picture with their left hand. They could point to it with their left hand. In terms of the explanation of why they can't verbally identify it, a picture presented to the left visual field will be processed in the non-verbal right cerebral hemisphere, and it can't be transferred to the speech areas of the left hemisphere since the corpus callosum has been severed. Now, an object presented to the right visual field would be processed in the left hemisphere. Hence, the subject can verbally identify what the object is since the left hemisphere is the verbal hemisphere, and they could also draw it with their right hand and pick it up with their right hand out of a bunch of objects hidden from view, because, of course, the right hand is controlled by the left hemisphere. In terms of conclusions, based on Sperry and Gazzaniga's work, the corpus callosum plays a vital role in allowing visual information to be integrated with speech, and also plays a role in regulating our consciousness. The left hemisphere is responsible for making executive decisions about whether an object is present or not.